Environment Minister Jan Dusik resigned on Thursday over plans to modernise the controversial Prunerov coal-fired power plant in northwest Bohemia. Mr. Dusik said he'd come under pressure from Prime Minister Jan Fischer to issue an environment impact assessment for the plant, despite evidence suggesting that it could not be made cleaner, that it could be made cleaner and more efficient if the investor decided to spend more money. Rob Cameron has more.
Jan Dusik originally called the press conference on Thursday to announce the results of an international study into Prunerov's modernization. In the end, it was to announce his own resignation. He told reporters that the caretaker Prime Minister, Jan Fischer, had refused to accept that the study's findings warranted more time and a request for more information from the plant's owners, the country's state-owned energy monopoly, ČEZ.
After evaluating the report and how to proceed further, I came to the conclusion that it was necessary to obtain more information on how the project could be realized with the best available technology. If the investor was not capable of doing this, then I wanted to hear why not, and also the investor's proposals to compensate for the extra CO2 emissions. This is why I needed more time. However, when I informed the Prime Minister of this, he replied that a decision must be taken immediately. I cannot make such a decision with a clear conscience, so I therefore have decided to resign.
President Václav Klaus has since accepted his resignation, meaning Prime Minister Fischer will now hold talks with the small Green Party on finding a replacement. Mr. Dusik had commissioned the global risk assessment firm DNV to examine ČEZ's modernization plans for Prunerov, the largest single source of CO2 emissions in the country and, according to Greenpeace, the 18th largest in Europe. ČEZ had claimed modernization could deliver a maximum unit efficiency of 40% due to the poor quality of the local brown coal and technical constraints on rebuilding the plant. However, DNV's project manager for Prunerov, Bart Adams, suggested to Radio Prague this was not the case.
In the study, there is an overview of similar plants that have been constructed or taken into operation since 1995 in Germany. And there, I think, sufficient evidence is given that reaching BAT levels is possible.
BAT meaning best available technology. ČEZ's plans to modernize Prunerov made international headlines earlier this year when the Pacific Island nation of Micronesia wrote to the Czech Environment Ministry saying that the effect of CO2 emissions from Prunerov and plants like it would eventually see low-level islands in the Pacific submerged under the waves due to rising sea levels. On a local level, Mr. Dusik's resignation will also raise fresh concerns over the influence of the energy giant ČEZ on Czech politics.
That was Rob Cameron with that report.